bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Before we go on, I just want to say thank you, everybody, for all the birthday wishes yesterday. Very much appreciated.
You made me feel so special.
Anyways, it is the 21st of April, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours will be coming your way in about 5 minutes. Starting off with things in London and Uber. Looks like they might have to be coughing up some money. That's because the TfL, that's the Transport for London, by the way, is proposing a license fee that would cost Uber about £2 million if they want to operate in London. Now, they're figuring since Uber has way more than 30,000 drivers in the capital, they should be paying more than, say, the average small and standard structure when it comes to your five-year license. On average, it's about £1,488. Basically, now they're looking at a fee per year of about £453,000, which accumulates to about $2.2 million over 5 years. Remains to be seen how much this is going to impact Uber's operations, and at the end of the day, maybe our wallets too, and how much we'll be paying for those Uber rides. Google has finally done what they should have done from the beginning, but sometimes these things take time. Google Home now supports multi-users. Yes, Google announced yesterday that for sure, every Tom, Dick, and Harry can now have their own personal account when it comes to Google Home. How does this happen? Well, according to Google, it can actually distinguish between who is actually talking. A little sci-fi there, isn't it? Yeah. Mind you, there is a limit, though. It will only support up to 6 users. And, of course, you're going to have to connect your account and have the latest version of Google Home app. Once you do that, users are then required to speak certain phrases, you know, the usual, okay, Google, hey, Google, blah, 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 so that the individual can be recognized. And since it now has multi-user support, that means Google Home will provide users with their own, say, personal playlists, commute time, schedules, and so on and so on, giving each user that unique Google Home experience. The multi-user support will start today for the U.S. However, though, it's going to take a few months before it reaches the U.K. Facebook's getting into the camera business. You might remember last year, Facebook said they were going to have a surround 360-degree camera so that it could capture footage in 3D. Then, of course, pop it up online, as you probably guessed it, all over Facebook. Now, that camera may have been good, but it didn't deliver that full VR experience. So Facebook has introduced two more 360-degree cameras, the X24 and the X6. What's the difference? Well, pretty much self-explanatory. The X24, it has 24 cameras. The X6, it has 6 cameras. 24 is kind of big. It's like a freaking beach ball size. And you see all these little things looking at you. The X6, though, is a lot smaller, like a baseball or more tennis ball-like. So you don't feel like all eyes are upon you with that one, since it only has 6 cameras. Now, of course, both cameras are basically going to do the same thing, although the 24 cameras will give you a more immersed experience, unlike the 6 camera, which, again, is pretty much self-explanatory. As you probably guessed, these cameras, yeah, it's probably not for me and you just yet. We might have to wait for a while before they make their way down to the consumer level, but Facebook is promising to expect that in future generations. And finally, Nintendo, going down the classic road again. As we all know, that NES classic console, if you haven't got it, it's pretty damn hard to get a hold of one now, isn't it? Though a lot of us couldn't figure out why. Well, we may have the answer for you now. Looks like Nintendo is making another mini version of a classic console, the Super Nintendo. Ha-ha! According to the folks over there at Eurogamer, Nintendo is preparing to release a miniaturized version of the original Super Nintendo Entertainment System. When, of course, we don't really know, supposedly later this year. Now, from what they heard, the system will be very similar to the NES Classic. It would come with built-in games, of course, and would have the original look and feel of the SNES gamepads. Of course, nothing, as I mean absolutely nothing, is confirmed from Nintendo. But you might remember, too, when we heard about the Classic, none of that was even confirmed from Nintendo either. So maybe there'll be something more concrete as the months roll by this year. Chances are they'll probably be trying to hit the Christmas market again. Just hope this time they actually keep up with demand, because it sucks going over to eBay and overpaying for something that could have been made on a Raspberry Pi. you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website. Get your behind over there. It's coming up weekend. You know, check out our website. Get subscribed to our podcast. Check out our blog review section. So much to do. BritishTechNetwork.com. You can give us a like, too, over there at our Facebook page, British Tech Network. You can give us a follow on Twitter as well, at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. And our Slack room with our BTN community. That's where you really want to be, and that's where we want you to be with us. Join our community. Do it right now. BritishTech.slack.com. The new show headed into the weekend. Don't worry, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a kick-ass Friday and a great weekend ahead. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.